Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie, and this is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Yeah, hey guys, what's up?
Bree here.
Allie here.
For Off Script.
Yes, our mini-sode.
Yeah.
Talking about anything and everything.
Hey, actually, I really wanted to thank you all because I really thought that our listeners were only going to be like the like four people that we know that listen.
I know.
But our numbers are actually like super impressive and they come from all around the world. So thank you.
I know. That's my most exciting part is when I'm like, oh, we have a listener from out of the country.
Like, yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I don't even care if they stick around. If they listen to one episode,
I know
it counts. And well, that makes me so happy.
The craziest thing for me is here. Let me actually like pull up our numbers so I'm not talking out of my butt.
Let me also rephrase. I would love for you to stick around and thank you if you
please
have.
Stick around.
Just the fact that we have out of state listeners,
out of country listeners,
yes.
Let alone, the thing that's exciting for me is like our. Apart from the United States, the next, like, largest, like, what is it called? What am I trying to say?
Continent? Country?
No.
I don't know.
Like, part of our grouping of our audience.
Okay.
There's a better word for that. It comes from freaking the United Kingdom, which is one of the places that I want to go super badly. And, like, the fact that it's at 9%, those people are sticking around. Thank you guys. Mainly England. I love you guys. I want to come. Oh my gosh.
Got some Ireland, Wales, Scotland. Look at all this. Yeah. This is so cool.
I know. My dad lived in Wales for a little bit too, so that's really cool for me.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. And Japan just got added to our list.
Wow.
But of course, they're brand new and
we don't have enough data.
Yeah, I don't know where you're from, but
that's
thank
so
you.
Cool. Yeah. Well, we'd love to hear what you guys like about the episodes. Like what should we
Do better?
Yes. What should we keep doing? What should we change? What should anything? I would love to.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if there's things that you like, if there's things from your country you want us to talk about.
Not sure.
As
how we well we'll
really
do, we will try.
Messed up Harry Potter.
Dude, I'm so mad. I'm going to address that. Like, if we had the time, I would want us to go back and redo Harry Potter.
I think we were dumb starting with Harry Potter.
I think so too.
We didn't. We thought for you to get hooked into this plan of ours, we needed to start with Harry Potter, but we also didn't know what we were doing.
Yes. So our Harry Potter podcast is so different. It's just like,
yeah,
us sharing just the differences. Like, we don't explain the story, which I mean,
so many people know the story. Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, but I mean, maybe people like that more. Maybe that's why they're doing
that's
so
true.
Good.
That's true. The Harry Potter episodes are doing great.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're short.
I know. They're like, damn, these girls talk for.
They talk too long. 2.5 hours? Holy crap. I mean, yeah. But I did notice our minisodes are doing pretty good. It's all our shorter episodes. Doing a little bit better. So
I think actually it's the books with followings that are doing
good. Yeah, I think so too.
If they don't have a following, we get our regulars. Thank you. There's like 13 people out there.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
High five to all you.
But then it drops off after that, and then Harry Potter has like 70 listens.
I know, that's crazy. Yeah, like, the first one, 75. God. I was just looking at it. I'm like, so either,
is that 75 now?
I think it was. I think I just looked yesterday or this morning or something like that.
Yeah.
75. And I'm like, wow. And you know, when for all those million listener podcasts out there, you're probably laughing at us, but we're over here like,
we're so, so proud
of ourselves.
I really am. We've been doing this since August, and like, so I edit for another podcast called Lady Preacher, and so watching that grow into what it is today, I kind of have an idea of growth for us, and I did not expect this.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, this is better than I was anticipating.
Yeah, you legit were like, let's do this podcast, and in my head, I'm like, this is not going to be big, yeah. But it's going to be something away from my kids, something for me, something like to like hang out with you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm totally down to do it, but I hope she doesn't get her hopes up because this is going nowhere. And so the fact that you guys are out there actually listening to us.
That's basically, I said, let's start it mainly because I wanted something to edit.
Yeah. We both had our own reasons, and look at it, kind of doing pretty good.
Yeah, so thank you. I appreciate you all
so
much. Much more than you even realize.
I know. Man.
Yeah.
Positive way to start off our minisode.
Right? I tried. I've been thinking about it, because we just, like, halfway through last month is when we hit 800 listens, and we're already almost to 900.
I know,
and
I'm like, so exciting.
What is going on?
We're gonna have a mini party on our minisode where we hit 1,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't know what we're gonna do.
Yeah, but we'll do something fun. Yeah. Also, if you're not following us on Instagram, Facebook, but you're one of our steady listeners, please do so. We would love to hear from you.
Yeah.
We're on Instagram at offscriptpodcast21. And you can find us on Facebook at offscript.
Mm-hmm. We got a TikTok and a YouTube. Mm-hmm. They're all different names, you guys. We were just not on the ball when we decided to.
Because, again, we didn't expect to have
right
more people than our parents and some friends.
I know. If we get, like super popular, hopefully we'll be able to somehow
fix it.
Fix it.
I'm
all.
Sure we will.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
as of right now, you have to look us up. If you type off script anywhere, you'll probably find us.
Just look for our logo.
Yeah.
That's where we're at everywhere. Yeah. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any life update?
No. We were really lazy this weekend. So it's President's Day weekend. So kids had day off yesterday. It's Riley. Riley had the day off yesterday. And man, we did a Disney movie marathon.
Nice.
Yes. And then we continued it today because I didn't want to do anything. See, I'm a really good mom when I go out and do things. Like, I think I'm fun. I take my kids to do stuff. But, man, if I'm at the house, no. I suck at doing make-believe play, as we talked about. I suck at, like, having the motivation to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Riley wanted to do an art project today. And normally that's fine. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I had zero motivation today, but I sucked it up and did it with her.
Good.
So, no, these last 2 days has been, like, we've been TV binging. And
nice. I also just realized we should probably mention, Allie, what movie did you watch for Valentine's Day?
Oh, I watched, shoot, what did we get? I actually ended up being
the cat movie.
Yeah. So I ended up being able to take the kids to see a movie because there was a kids movie at theaters called The Amazing Maurice, I think it's called.
I think that's what you said.
It's a UK movie.
Oh, well, then you gotta get it right.
Everybody in it is British.
Oh yeah, Maurice.
Okay, yeah. And the fun thing is that this probably would have been Cameron and Mai's movie.
David Tennant's in it?
Yeah.
Oh.
And the main bad is Lupin.
David Thewlis.
Yeah.
Oh. I love
it was,
that.
It was cute. I mean, it was not super my cup of tea. Like,
yeah.
Riley loved it. When we went to check, like, get the movie, she's like, she asked what we wanted, and Riley goes, the cat and mouse movie or the cat and rat movie, and she's like, oh, and she knew exactly what it was, and so we saw it, and I counted it as my movie. I didn't go home and watch a movie, but I just wasn't in the mood, which makes me sad. But I also was like, this was the movie Cameron and I probably would have seen yeah. based on all the other movies that were available.
Yeah.
So I just counted it. And then I binged Modern Family.
Nice.
Started back with season one, and I'm like, oh my gosh, they're so little. That was my mom and mine show forever. So.
Nice.
That was my Valentine's Day movie.
Cool.
Yeah.
What are we doing today?
Today, I think we'll play a game of Would You Rather.
Sounds good.
Okay. I'm pulling my questions because I can't make any up for
good. I can't life. Either. Okay. I hate when you're, I say this like I go to so many parties, but the few parties that I've been to when I was way younger, this game always came up and everyone would always want me to come up with a question when it came to me. And I would always be like, I don't know.
Yeah. Or like the never have I ever.
Oh my God.
I'm
yeah.
Never, I'm not good at those questions either.
Especially since I've never done anything.
Okay. Let's see. I'm just going to go down the list. And if they suck, we'll skip them.
Okay.
So would you rather have the ability to see 10 minutes into the future or 150 years into or 150 years into the future? Why? What?
I think that's supposed to be past.
I think it's supposed to be past.
I'm going to go 10 minutes into the future.
Yeah, I think that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Because it's not like a crazy amount that's mm-mm. scary.
Yeah. I don't need to know what happened 150 whatever years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I would do too.
That's what history books are for.
Well, then maybe it is future. Maybe it wants you to be able to see.
Oh God, I don't want 150 years into the future either.
No, I don't want to know how my life plays out. 10 yeah. minutes, sure.
Yeah, 10 minutes, great.
Am I going to be late to work? Am I going to be.
What ice cream am I going to eat?
Yeah, that I can do that.
What's for dinner?
Yes. Okay. Would you rather have telekinesis or telepathy? So would you rather move things with your mind or able to read minds?
Telepathy?
Telepathy.
Telepathy?
Oh shit. The shoot. Guys. I don't even have an excuse. Life is, I'm not a great reader.
I would like to be telepathic. Give me Edward's power.
It looks like it says telepathy. I know that's not what it says, but if you phonetically read
phonetically,
that,
it is telepathy, okay, so but it's telepathy. Which one would you want, Allie?
I'm just going to sit here and read this word over and over in my head. Oh, I'd definitely rather have telekinesis because yeah. I'm so freaking lazy. If I could just lay in bed and like switch the light off or have things come to
that's me. That's true. That's true. I also just realized if I had telekinesis, I could just say that I have the Force.
Yeah. And reading minds. Wouldn't that be scary? Like, knowing what everyone thinks of you all the time.
I would use it to, like, what does that person want? Like,
oh, well, that's nice.
not in that way. In the way to, like, help me, like, oh, if I want this from this person. Oh.
What should I get them for Christmas?
Hey, that'd be handy too.
Telepathy. I'm still mad about that.
You said it and I sat there and I was like, I don't even think that's how you could accidentally say it.
It's definitely how you could accidentally say it. I read it right here. But I, like, that's why I paused when I was like, or telepathy. I was like, what the? That's the weirdest word I've ever read. It's because it's not a word, Allison. Okay, great. Oh, gosh. All right. Would you rather be forced to sing alone? Oh, no. Sorry. Would you rather be forced to sing along or dance to every song you hear? So you want to sing to every song or dance to every song?
Oh, I already sing to every song, so.
There you go.
Let's do it. You?
It
was funny the other day when I was babysitting. We were listening to all of my music, mm-hmm. and I was in a mood. I was singing and grooving to all of them. And the youngest girl goes, Bree, how do you remember all of these songs? I was like, what? And she's like, you have so many songs memorized. And I was like, don't you? And she's like, no. I was like, oh,
I think that's the thing when you're little, though, because I always wondered that, too. I'm like, how do people remember all these words? And then you just grow up and you remember them.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I'd rather sing, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Easier to hide.
Yes, definitely. Oh, this is an interesting one.
Okay.
Would you rather find true love today or win the lottery next year?
True love today.
Aw.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
I already found my true love. I'll win the lottery next year.
Oh, that's good. I'm going to go for the money.
Well, I'm proud of you for choosing love. That's thanks. All I'm thinking about is that house, man. There's a house I want, you guys. And
I thought you were going to say about telepathy.
Oh, yeah, that too. Can't afford that house. The lottery will let me. Okay. Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for a decade?
Jail for 5 years.
Yeah, I think so.
Because then at least you're aware of current events. Plus, there's a chance that you can get out on early parole.
Yeah, probably. Dude, being in a
have
coma,
good behavior.
Yeah, and then your whole body is like
10 years older.
It's 10 years older, and you haven't moved for 10 years.
So yeah, you have to do physical therapy. Yeah. You have to work back to get into where you were.
Yeah, go to jail.
Yeah, easy.
Ooh. Okay.
This one's going to be hard for me.
Yeah, I'm going to adapt this one to you. Here's the question. Would you rather have another 10 years with your partner or a one-night stand with your celebrity crush? So, obviously, I choose 10 years. I bring Cam back for 10 years. Mm-hmm. With you, you have found true love. You have found, you answered that question already, find true love tomorrow. You found true love.
Give me that one-night stand.
Which celebrity?
It's going to be Rob.
That's what I figured.
Love you, Johnny Depp, but Rob. Rob, hands down. Are you kidding me?
I'm glad you chose Rob since he's more your age.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, my gosh.
Hands down. Are you kidding? Oh, my gosh.
That's hilarious. Oh, it wasn't even a question.
No, like, no,
duh.
No.
Oh my god!
Are you kidding? Whoever I find to marry, better you know.
She's got a hall pass card, just so you
oh,
know.
Oh, for sure. I'll have it printed and ready for you.
Laminated and yeah. Everything.
Picture of Rob, right? He comes up to me. It's happening.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's see. Oh, that's kind of sad. Okay. Sorry, make you spit out your water. Would you rather lose your sight or your memories?
Sight.
Yeah, me too.
I have too many good memories.
I agree. That would be sad to lose all your memories.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you rather have universal respect or unlimited power?
Aren't those the same thing?
Like, I don't think so.
If you have respect, you have power.
Oh, true, but you don't have it vice versa. If you have power, that's true. Then you have respect.
Oh, that's true. Well, then I would rather have power because people respect me.
They wouldn't respect
me. No, you. What I'm saying is I want the respect.
Oh.
But
oh, I see.
In that, I will also have power.
Yeah, I agree. I'd rather have respect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry if these questions are lame, guys. I'm literally reading them off of a website right now.
They're better than what we would have come up with. Yes. Would you rather play outside or inside?
Outside. Ooh, okay. Would you rather give up air conditioning or heating or and heating for the rest of your life or give up the internet for the rest of your life?
Internet. I'm the kind of person, I've been wanting to do like social media cleanses for myself, but I just suck at it so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I'm like, okay, maybe only do it for 5 minutes, that turns into like 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the afternoon,
right.
5 minutes at night. Oh, I can't fall asleep. Guess I'm scrolling.
Yes.
I'm like, ugh. So if I had no internet.
I know, that would suck to freaking be 32 degrees if it's freezing out. Fahrenheit.
Oh yeah, that would suck. Yeah,
and then super hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would suck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll do internet too. That would suck though too.
It would, but also.
Would you rather?
Mm-hmm.
What? What the hell? Okay. Would you rather swim in a pool full of Nutella or a pool full of maple syrup?
Maple syrup.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like Nutella.
I know, but maple syrup would be so sticky.
But it would be so yummy.
Oh, no. I'd rather just, like, plop into Nutella.
At least the maple syrup, you would actually, like, be swimming.
Oh, yeah. You could not move. Can I change it to pudding?
No, it's Nutella.
Okay, well, would you rather be in pudding or maple syrup?
Still maple syrup.
Okay, I'm puddings.
You're puddings?
I'm puddings. Would you rather work in the hot sun or the extreme cold?
Extreme cold.
Really?
Yes, because when you work, you'll get hot. So then the extreme cold won't feel so cold.
That is very true. When I build a snowman, man, I strip all my jackets because it gets hot. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be miserable. Heat.
Yeah, there's no way to cool down from that.
Us Washingtonians up here that are like, don't have to deal with either.
Except for I lived in Phoenix for 6 months and I worked at a zoo and I was outside.
Oh my gosh.
And I had to like leaf blow the path.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, I had to get that done before, like, because I started work at 6 a.m. or 8 a.m. I can't remember. And that was the first thing I did because I was like, no way in heck am I doing this any later in the day. I'll be dead.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool.
I would go hang out with the prairie dogs. Because they were in an enclosure that had shade. Yeah. Or the jaguar. The jaguar also cool. had. Yeah. I loved hanging out over there.
I gotta go. Is it the Phoenix Zoo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a really cool zoo.
I'm not even gonna answer that one because I know your answer.
Well, but now I want to know.
Would you rather stay in during a snow day or go outside?
Yeah. Don't even ask me that. You know.
I know. But
full they well.
They might not know.
Yeah, well, I guess we haven't talked about that. I swear, we had a snow day and we talked about this. Guys, I hate the snow. I would rather stay inside watching the snowfall with a book.
Yeah, I do love that, though. Watching the snowfall is my favorite mm-hmm. thing. I like to go out and play in it for a little bit, but then the majority of the thing I like to do is watch it. My favorite thing to do is at, like, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night on that very first day of snow. It's super bright out still.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to go on walks at nighttime then. But don't do that alone anymore.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I force myself to go on a walk in the snow because mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, it's pretty. You like it to an extent. Don't hate on it so much. Go on one walk at least.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go walk and then I'm like, screw this. I hate this. Get inside and I'm like, this is where I'm supposed to be.
Oh, my answer would be play. I'd want to go play. I mean, I guess both, but I would go play first.
Yeah.
What even type of question is this? Okay.
Ask it.
Would you rather buy 10 things you don't need every time you go shopping or always forget the one thing you need when you do go to the store? Oh, you actually have to think about it. So I guess this is a good question.
Yeah. I'm like,
I would always rather buy things. Not good for my wallet.
I was going to say, but then you're broke.
Well, I buy little things. I already always buy things I don't need every time I go.
See, my thing is I always forget what I need already. So I might as well just stick with that.
Okay, sounds good.
You don't know how many times in college me and Sierra would go to the store and be like, okay, we're going for this. And then we'd get there, buy stuff, get home and be like, where is it? We didn't buy it.
That's awesome. Would you rather never be able to go out during the day or never be able to go out at night? See, I would say night, but then you got to miss all the Christmas lights and everything. And
I like going and looking at the stars too much, so I'd rather not go out during the day. My favorite thing in Phoenix is to go on night walks, like me and my uncle every time I'm there. It's known 10 o'clock at night we go out and we do walk.
I love that.
Yeah,
that was actually something my cousin and I did too.
Yeah,
it was Halloween when we went, so like all her whole neighborhood had fun Halloween decorations. Yeah, so we walked and looked at them all. Yeah. But
we started, like, we learned all the constellations so that we could, like, pinpoint. That's cool. And find them. Yeah, so
must be a warm weather thing. we sure don't do that up here.
Plus, we have too much light pollution.
Yeah, we really do.
Sadly.
I know. That's why we have the bright snow.
Yeah. There is, where my aunt and uncle live, they have a, there's like a development little neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And so you go there. And one night he took me there and you just saw, like, it felt like there were 3 million stars and you could see the Milky Way. So I've seen the Milky Way with my bare eyes, not even with a telescope. Actually, I saw the Milky Way with a telescope at NAU too.
That's pretty cool.
I loved Lowell Observatory. Jeez Louise.
Telepathy.
I can't even repeat how I said observatory.
Would you rather have a personal maid or a personal chef?
Maid. I hate cleaning.
I hate cooking. I'll take a chef. Cleaning sucks too, but
hey, vice versa. I'll come and cook for you. You come and clean for me.
There we go. Deal.
Oh my gosh. No, cooking is like very stress relieving for me lately. Even though I suck at it, I keep burning shit. But
you try.
I do try. I was so mad. First off, I cooked with my hickory balsamic vinaigrette steaks and I was so excited. But when I cooked them, I wasn't hungry. So I was like, I'm going to save this for myself. Mm-hmm. My dad ate my steak. I was like, I didn't even get to try that. But then when I was cooking it, balsamic vinaigrette, mm-hmm. I haven't figured out when you use it, you have to turn the pan down on low. Otherwise, it like fries it to the pan and whatever you're cooking. So then what you're cooking looks burnt.
Oh, no.
So it didn't look appetizing, but it tasted good, apparently.
Well, that's good, apparently.
I didn't get to try it. I have been dreaming ever since I bought that hickory balsamic in Leavenworth.
Yeah.
Of making steak with it. And like bison steak is not cheap. I can't eat beef, guys. And so I have to eat bison. And bison, it's like, it's for a small little thing, like $14.99.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. I need to go. There's a place in Tacoma that sells bison, and I need to go there and see if they do better, like, packaging prices. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be cool. Okay. Would you rather be an extra in an Oscar-winning movie or the lead in a box office bomb?
You know which one I would choose.
Oscar-winning.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I would too. I'd rather just be an extra. I don't want to be a lead. Ugh.
I would be like... I'd be calling whoever my connection was and be like, it's Oscar nominated. I need to go to the Oscars. And then I'd be purposely finding Rob so I could bump shoulders with him and use my hall pass.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. Would you rather wear the same socks for a month or the same underwear for a week?
Ew.
I'm gonna go socks.
Yeah, me too.
I'll just wear flip-flops for the rest of the time. I don't know if you're allowed to do that, but
I don't think that's how you can get around that. I was trying to think, like, because in Friends they say, isn't it Friends where they talk about wearing your underwear more than one day, where you wear it regular and then you flip it inside out and then you like do backwards or whatever?
Yeah, is that Friends?
I think so. I thought it was Joey.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah,
god, Friends has just become something that I quote, but I can't remember.
I know. Okay. I guess that's true. You could get at least like four good days that way, and you only need seven.
Exactly. That's why I was kind of thinking maybe underwear, because socks, you can't do that. Socks, you can get two good days out of.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's like.
Yeah. Gross. Both of them are gross, but.
Gross.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Would you rather always have BO and not know it, or always smell BO on everyone else?
I'd rather have BO and not know it. Sorry, guys.
I'm too self-conscious. I'd rather just smell it and be like, oh, they're gross.
Hey, but if you don't know, there's nothing to be self-conscious of.
I guess. And so people are like, oh, I'm not going to hang out with you anymore. You stink. Okay, one more. Okay, would you rather spend a week in the forest, like camping, or in a log cabin or something like that, or one night in a real haunted house.
One night in a real haunted house.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd rather just pick a cabin.
Oh, no. Give me that one night.
That'd be too scary.
Oh, I would love it, especially if we could get the spooky boys in.
Okay, if we get spooky boys, I'd go to the haunted house.
Right? No, I've always, yeah. There's a ghost town in Jerome, Arizona, and it's close to Flagstaff, and I hate that I never went and visited.
Oh, shoot. It
makes me so upset. Yeah, I'm like, dude, that was right there.
You should have done what we did. We did a bucket list of all the stuff we had to do before we left, and then every free day we went and did
that. That would have been smart, but I had college.
Yeah.
Damn college.
Dang nab. Schooling.
Gross. No, I went to Sedona a hell of a lot, but...
Well, that's fun, though.
Yeah, Sedona's great.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Well, that was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was.
We're running out of ideas, guys. Can you just tell us what to do on these mini-sodes, please? We literally are like, okay, mini-sode. Crap. What are we going to do? So.
Yeah. Help us out.
Yep.
Help some sisters out.
Yes, please. All right.
All right. Stick around for... I hope message in a bottle. Guys, this is it.
Last one before Nicholas Sparks.
Excuse you.
Before Twilight. Last Nicholas Sparks.
Before Twilight, guys. There. You're almost there.
Almost there.
I wish you luck with Twilight. I wish you luck with a lot of things that we record, and I'm sorry about that. But Twilight is, yeah. Yeah. Twilight's my baby, guys.
We had fun with it, but
yeah,
you're going to need to carve out some time to listen.
Or just split it up into
many, many
little episodes for yourself.
You probably could split it up so you can listen to a chunk every day. Until
if you have an hour long drive for Twilight, you would get three quarters of it done in one day.
You guys can figure it out. We won't run your life.
I know.
So, anyways,
you already listened to us. Yeah,
you got another week till then. So
yeah, hopefully you're enjoying our Nicholas Sparks stuff.
I hope so.
Yeah.
More than we did.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed, rate, and reviewed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time!
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.